Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 25. To you, Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, in you I trust. Do not let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies rejoice over me. Indeed, none of those who wait for you will be ashamed. Those who deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed. Make me know your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. Remember, Lord, your compassion and your faithfulness, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my wrongdoings. Remember me according to your faithfulness, for your goodness' sake, Lord. The Lord is good and upright. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in justice, and he teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are faithfulness and truth to those who comply with his covenant and his testimonies. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my wrongdoing, for it is great. Who is the person who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. His soul will dwell in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. My eyes are continually toward the Lord, for he will rescue my feet from the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look at my misery and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Look at my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with violent hatred. Guard my soul and save me. Do not let me be ashamed, for I take refuge in you. Let integrity and uprightness protect me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, God, from all his distress.
What are we to think when we've prayed, but the Lord seemingly doesn't answer? As creatures limited by time, we can find waiting very frustrating. However, God doesn't perceive time as we do. He knows the end of a matter before it's even begun. His knowledge reaches from eternity past to eternity future, and nothing is hidden from his sight. Furthermore, his compassion and loving kindness surround those who belong to him. He allows difficult circumstances in our life not to destroy us, but rather to build up our faith and bring us to spiritual maturity. Sometimes he withholds answers because they're not spiritually beneficial for us. Psalm 25, verses 9 through 10, teaches that waiting on the Lord requires at least three things of those of us who are believers. 1. Instead of demanding that God do things our way, we must humble ourselves so he can teach us his ways. 2. We must trust the Lord's leadership, knowing that all his paths are established on his loving kindness and truth. And 3. We must be obedient to him, which sometimes requires waiting and trusting. If God seems slow in answering your prayer, realize that he hasn't left you, but is redirecting you to be content with his current path.